You're listening to the Sisterhood of Mommy Imperfect. I'm Mommy Imperfect, aka Rena, and today joining me to talk about some of the stories in the week that have made me think WTF or shut the front door is my sister Sarita. And we wanted our other sister Indira to join us too, but she's in India and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning there, so that was not going to happen. So, hi Ritu, are you alright?
Hi, yes, I'm good, thanks.
Can you see me, by the way?
Yeah, I can see you.
All right. The house is so messy, so I'm not going to show you the rest of it. There's popcorn all over the floor.
Oh, man. How come?
Because we watched The Voice, and we got too excited. And...
Oh, yeah, we watched The Voice. It's so good, wasn't it?
I know. I wanted it to carry on for longer.
I know. When it finished, I was like, what?
I know.
It lasts forever.
She started crying. Yeah, she started crying.
Oh, a little wee. I actually, it ended and I was like, what? It's actually an end. What's happening? It felt like it went really quick as well.
I know, because there's so many people and then they only show like a little fraction of the teams doing battle.
I felt like it went quicker than when they do the blind auditions for some reason. It just like flew by and I was like, huh?
I know.
We watched it.
No, but I just see.
What was that one again?
So Jussie Smollett is his name's actually Jussie, by the way, Justin or something. But anyway, so he is an actor who is in Empire.
Oh yeah. No,
nobody I know watches Empire apart from me because it actually used to be on E4, but I think the ratings dropped, so now it's on 5-star. And I actually like tried to find it for ages. I was trying to find it. And then I found it on 5-star and I still keep watching it. I don't know why I keep watching it, but he's on it.
Yeah, I didn't really follow that because I just thought it was just so ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but I get really, I get loyal to shows. Like, I get really obsessed with shows.
You know, I didn't watch it either, so I didn't really know who he was. And then I just thought, what the actual how? So I was like, no.
Okay, this is what has happened, right? He is an actor on Empire, and for people who don't know what's happened, right? He is an actor on a drama series called Empire, and he plays one of the main roles. And he said last week that he'd been attacked by two white men who put a rope around his neck and threw some chemical substance on him, and that is really bad, obviously. But then I was like, oh my God, because I obviously know who he is. I was like, oh no, that's so bad. Like, it was a homophobic and racist attack, apparently, because he's gay as well and black. And then the next day, though, I was like, oh no, he must have like a black eye and this and that. He got attacked. It's so sad. And he was like crying about it on TV and talking about it. And he looked fine. Like, he looked like he'd just come out of a spa or something. So I was like, what? What kind of attack is that? And then
if somebody threw a substance on you, though, you'd be burnt or something. You wouldn't just be like looking normal, right?
I know, it's not like they put like fairy liquid on you or something. It's gonna be like, you know, I don't know. But then apparently now it's coming out that he staged it all.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous,
which is quite
because he wasn't happy with his salary. Hello, are you actually mad?
I know. It's actually stupid. I'm actually annoyed because he's now been suspended from Empire and they had 2 episodes left to shoot of the new series, and that's really annoying because I don't want to see some crappy ending just because he decided to act like a damn idiot. Well, I know he's innocent until proven guilty, but if he did do this, so I'm quite annoyed about that. So
he
anyway.
Did do it. It was in the news that he handed himself in and was like, yeah, I got some, it was a hoax.
No, he didn't say that. He handed himself in to the police. He's still... Apparently,
yes, two people have come forward to say, yes, it's a setup. The people that he got to beat him up, they have said, yes, he told us to do it. It was like all set up.
I know, but his defense, His defense is saying that he is a man of impeccable character, apparently, and would never do anything like this. But I think phone records show that after the attack, the record show that he phoned them before the attack and a few days before, and straight after the attack apparently happened, he phoned them. I don't know, was he saying like, oh, is it all right? Yeah, did it go all right? Thanks. Or like pretending to punch me in the face. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's Pretty ridiculous, isn't it? The whole story.
It's demented. It's so mad. I can't actually believe it. But he's made himself famous for all the wrong reasons now, if he did do it. Which, and also, like, people that actually that happens to, it's like,
Yeah, that's a disgrace. That's so disrespectful to people
exactly.
that actually did that.
Yes, it is. Silly, silly, just see. So now I also found this story, where a man was shocked by his girlfriend's baby name choice, right? So his pregnant girlfriend wants to give their son a name, a middle name that means a lot to her, but it's actually her ex-boyfriend's name. And the ex-boyfriend died of a drug overdose. And this happened before she got together with this new boyfriend, who's the dad of her unborn child. He's not happy with it. And he went on social media saying, "Oh, I feel really bad, but I don't want her to name the son, our son, after her ex-boyfriend." What do you think?
I don't know. I could understand if it was a boyfriend at the time and then he died. So then she was obviously like, but an ex-boyfriend who was a drug addict.
Yeah, but this is the boyfriend that he died of a drug overdose, obviously, but she's still
That's what
close
I'm
with his
saying.
family.
So it was her ex-boyfriend
Yeah, like a boyfriend that, I don't
that
know,
she
is
obviously
it
fell in
ex
love
because he
with.
died? Is that how he got ex? I
That's
don't
what I mean.
know.
Is it an ex because he died? Then I would get it. If she was with him when he died, then I would get it. But if he was an ex and then she wasn't with him and then he died, then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I can
but.
understand if she was with him at the time and then he died and then that's why it was an ex.
Yeah, but at the end
Then
of the day, it's you're being the kid is being named after another man. Your child.
I'm not being horrible, but the drug addict as well. So it's like,
Well, that's what this guy's
really?
saying. He's like, "Oh, well, I don't really want to
No,
name
I
this
don't think. I think it's
you're
no,
named
I
after."
don't agree with it.
I know.
Understand from his where he's coming from why he wouldn't. But then I don't know. If she was with him at the time, then I can kind of understand where the girl's coming from.
Yeah, and that she's close to his family and, you know, he's
Yeah.
and all that. It's like, imagine if, say, if you got married to somebody before and they died, and then you wanted to name one of the children after that person.
Yeah.
What husband is going to be like, "Oh, all right, that's nice." I don't know, maybe some would.
No, because if they were like a normal person and it was your husband at the time and they died and then you met somebody else afterwards, then maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
Understand from the other person's point of view that they would be, wouldn't really be keen because it's,
What do you think about naming someone after someone
trying.
anyway?
Yeah, it's fine. Those are people, don't they? After the grandparents or the parents.
I think it's actually quite nice as well, yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? Like, but if the circumstances in how she's in what she's doing, so obviously, I kind of get why the man would be annoyed.
Yeah, so you can see both sides. Listen, the next thing is, which I was like, what to the actual hell when I read this, is that a model sold her virginity for £2 million to this Japanese politician. So her name is, what's her name? Mabuba Maz, Ma, oh God, how do you pronounce it? Mabuba Mamazada. She's 23 and she's yet to meet or speak to the man that is going to take her virginity. She's only seen a photo of him. And she actually, so she advertised this, right? She advertised her virginity. Apparently, the runner-up to this, who's the second highest bidder, was a famous footballer. But this guy, who's a Japanese politician and millionaire, apparently has won. And yeah, they're going to do it in a hotel in Germany where selling sex is legal.
Oh my God.
And then she's going to continue to meet up with him because she plans to rent herself to him as a girlfriend for a monthly allowance of £30,000. That is on top of the fee for her
Oh my
virginity.
Lord. This is so disgusting. This, oh, I don't even know what to say. It's so gross.
She's a like.
She's basically acting like she's an item. That's not normal. I don't think any of this is normal. I think it's disgusting, and she just and she must. I don't know. I think it's so disrespectful to your own self.
Well, she said that even though she's doing well in her modeling and everything, she wants to go and take her mum around the world. And she said that she, in inverted commas, to make her mum proud, she wants to do it so they can travel the world together. And she wants to open up this home for dogs as well. And just she that her mum did everything for her, and now she wants to make her mum proud of her, which I don't.
Oh my God, if that was my child, I would be absolutely disgusted. Not proud.
I know. Okay, I get totally understand where you're coming from. But on the other hand, is this a woman who is owning her own sexuality and thinking, you know what? Men actually want this. This is a thing that men want so bad, I can make money off it and I can be the boss of my own sexuality. Instead of just like doing it with some random guy, I might as well just, you know, sleep with someone
But
who's going to give 2 million.
he's a random
He
guy.
is
Still a random
a, I mean, a
boy.
not a random poor guy. It's a random guy.
It's
I know.
such a random person. This is so wrong, and it's teaching kids and young people the most disgusting morals and values.
The thing I
This
don't,
is
I feel
bad.
weird.
It's
The thing that
really
makes
bad.
me
I
feel really
can't believe
weird.
even her mom is letting her do it. It's
I know.
disgusting, man. I would rather say to my kids, be poor and homeless, because at least you'll have your self-respect and dignity. It's just money as well. It's money. You would do that for money.
You
No.
know, recently I was reading more about Cardi B, and you know that she used to be a stripper, don't you?
Yeah.
So apparently she started stripping to get away from an abusive relationship. And then I think she was like 19 or something. And then she said, okay, when I'm 25, I'm going to give this up. When I've made such and such amount of money, and I want to buy my mom a house, and I want to put myself through uni and stuff. I think she then made quite a bit of money from it. And then she gave up a little bit earlier than she thought she would. And then she did buy her mom a house. So it's like, I don't, you know, I don't think, oh yeah, stripping's the way forward and to make money off of it. But I don't know. I kind of thought from her point of view that, okay, you know, this is something men want to look at me because, you know, for whatever reason, I'm
Oh,
attractive.
no, but I just don't agree with the whole thing, and I think it's really disgusting and really disrespectful to yourself. No, I don't agree with it at all.
Yeah, do you think that's
That
it?
you know what? It's so like, oh, it's just disgusting, and it's like you can do so many other things to get out of abusive relationship or poverty or like, you know,
Yeah.
that's easy thing to do. Oh, let me just like, you know, start stripping or sell myself.
I know, but you know what?
I think it's
I mean,
disgusting.
I kind of agree with you. Like, I feel a bit like, you know, come on, let's use your brain and use other, there's other things to use your
Exactly.
body. And virginity is like, it's a special thing. Like, as in, like,
Yes.
I feel what makes me feel a bit uncomfortable is like, how can you just like be like, okay, I'll just turn it on and, you know, have a nice time with you, and when I don't even know who the hell you are, like,
Ooh, they might
you
be
know,
like absolute, but oh
and she's
no,
just
I just
a young
don't
girl. Like,
know.
it makes me feel really, that makes me, that part makes me feel really uncomfortable. Like, it's not even someone
Yeah,
you like or anything, you know? That
that's
makes
what
me
I mean. I think it's
feel
disgusting.
uncomfortable. But I actually do feel like I do, I know, I don't personally think it's a way to go, but I do understand why some women end up making money off of themselves, off of their own bodies, because unfortunately, the way it
I
is,
just
men are
found with
always going to want this.
people,
It's always going to be in demand, isn't it?
it's like the oldest profession
Yeah, it is old
of all
profession,
time,
and it will be there
apparently.
till the end of time.
You know, it is, and apparently, it's like thousands of years old.
Yeah, that's where they, yeah, like you said, they say it's the oldest profession in the world.
It is, because it's easy to do. And obviously, like, I don't know, I just think it's.
Because there's some people that want to do it, and like, for example, if we're talking about prostitution, there's some people that want to, they do it for desperation, like there's nothing else. Or
I understand if people have to do it out of absolute desperation.
Mm.
But no, even then, I don't know. I don't know. I don't
I
think you would ever
understand.
know unless you're in that situation.
Yeah, that is
But
true. You do never know unless you're in that situation.
the story with this girl selling her virginity to make money, I think it's really disgusting. It's sending out all the wrong messages, and you can't treat your body like it's an item or a thing, I don't think.
Yes.
Where's your self-respect and your dignity for yourself? Obviously, you don't have any. If you're selling yourself like you're an item.
Yeah, because nowadays we don't want it, obviously.
No,
We're trying to teach our kids the opposite, aren't we?
that's what I mean. This, to me, this is like one of the worst things you can do. I think stuff like that, I'm totally against it.
So shut the front door on that. So
Yeah.
the thing now, the next thing that I saw, which is not like shut the front door, well, it kind of was a bit like what the hell, because like it's about fast fashion, and I didn't actually know. I guess I didn't think about how much fast fashion is damaging the environment, because it takes like so many carbon emissions to actually produce clothes, right? And now, people are buying a whole outfit from Primark in the amount of money that you can buy a jumper from M&S. And obviously the jumper from M&S will probably last you, but the things from Primark will fall apart, but nobody cares because they're like, oh, they're so cheap and I'll keep buying them. And what's the point of me buying like, some designer coat, which is well made? I'll buy five tops from Boohoo.
Yeah, but design is just outrageously expensive anyway. That's just silly, isn't it? Because you're just paying for the name. But the thing is, sometimes people don't have any other choice but to go Primark and buy what they can at the time because they don't have the money to do anything else. So what can you do?
Okay, but then remember, there's also people who don't want to be seen in the same outfit more than a handful of times. And especially if they're going to weddings or things like that, they're like, oh my God, I can't be seen in this because people saw me. And they want to buy new stuff.
Yeah, that's different though, isn't it?
Okay, let me play you a couple of voice notes from Sisterhood.
So I definitely think it's important to buy things that last longer than just a couple of wears or three wears, four wears, and not be kind of seduced by really cheap prices. So I still wear things that I bought more than 10 years ago, some even 20 years ago. I still wear things that for my mum, so like 30 years ago, and I really love them, and I think the quality of them is amazing. And I have spent time in India at sweatshops where I've seen kids making these clothes and these t-shirts and stuff like that, and I know how they're not getting proper money for it and stuff. So I think I'd rather steer away from things that are really super cheap, and I question the stuff that I buy before I buy it.
My opinion on the notion of fast fashion is quite extreme, but for me, it typifies everything that is wrong with society. The obsession with consumerism, the exploitation of others and the planet, and the fickleness of judgment. It's also a diminished responsibility for everything unless it directly involves or impacts on you. And ultimately, the loss of human connection. I know that all seems really far out because we are just basically talking about clothes. But if you look at the bigger picture, how we are approaching that relationship with clothes and with fashion, it tells us a lot about our state of being day to day in terms of the bigger picture as well.
It's quite deep.
I get what they're saying, and I get like about buying. The only thing is, though, when like it's not being seduced by cheap prices. For some people, that's all they can afford. They don't have a choice but to go Primark or buy stuff that's cheap, whether it's going to last long or not. Get
Yeah,
what I mean?
that's true. That is
Like
true.
it's not the fact that, oh, I'm going to buy this because it's cheaper than Marks and Spencer's. The fact that this is all I can afford, so this is all I can get, whether
Yeah.
it's going to last long or not. And some people might say, oh no, but then, why don't you save and then buy this, buy something else that's more expensive and it's last longer. But then some people are in the situation where they don't have the money to save It's like, I need to get this and I need to get it now. Like, say if you had to get stuff for your kids they like school uniform or like clothes and they didn't have it and you didn't have the time or the money to save, all you can do is buy that cheap stuff at that moment. And obviously you're not gonna think, oh, there's like this has been made by like kids in India or in a factory, because you have no other choice but to
Yes.
buy
Yeah, you
that
just need to clothe
at that
your
time.
kids.
Yeah. Yes. So sometimes it's just that, isn't it? But
Sometimes it's that,
I
but then gone.
no, and sometimes people would be like, oh, I'm getting this, it's way cheaper, you know, than going to like another shop, so why would I spend more money? But then if you do have the money, you can get something that's going to last longer, then I'd say, yeah, get something a bit more expensive so it can last longer. And I don't understand why people would follow fashion that much to an extent where they have to keep buying new things and new styles because, oh no, this isn't in fashion anymore. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't you think
Like
that, like,
that I don't agree with. I think that's such an absolute waste of money. And there's stuff that's going to keep coming and going in and out of fashion all the time.
there is, and it's like, I feel like you have to have your own style as well. Like, I'm not saying
Yeah.
completely look like you're from
But
the 1970s,
no,
but
can I
you have
just say
your
as well, a
own.
lot of the stuff that is fashionable is absolutely disgusting. And I'd look at it and think, who the hell would wear that? And a lot of people wear it and look absolutely mental because it's in fashion, but it's not even nice. And some people, yeah, they can pull it off and it suits. And some people are absolutely hideous because it's just like, no, what are you doing?
I
So you
felt
have to take
about,
that.
there's trousers which were like, they were crop trousers, but they had a frill at the bottom of them.
Oh my God, they were
I just,
absolutely
yeah,
disgraceful.
but they people were buying them. I just looked at them and thought, no, they
I
are
have
not gonna
seen
last, and they're an
people in
absolute
them
waste of
and they
money.
looked absolutely mental with crazed loafers, but it didn't even look nice. Like,
They didn't
that's
go
what I
with
don't
anything.
get.
I didn't understand them.
Like, yeah, I just think, but so what if it's the height of fashion? It doesn't even look nice. That's what I don't understand.
I know, and there's other like weird things that went, look, even loafers themselves, like, there's brogues, right?
Yeah,
I know
no.
everybody loved them and still do, but I just couldn't do it to myself. Like, I was like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not
If
doing
I
it.
to myself and I couldn't do those trousers, I would look absolutely mental. There's a lot of things that have come in and out of fashion that I've never got and never would because it wouldn't suit me. And I would look absolutely mad. I basically have my own style and I stick to that one thing because I think it looks nice on me, whether it's
Yeah,
in fashion
it suits
or
you.
not.
Yeah, your
And
style suits you.
yeah, and it's very simple. I prefer to just to be super simple and just wear what I think is nice, whether it's in fashion or not, because it suits me.
But now, but the thing is, now, like, obviously we're a little bit older, I guess, as well now, but there's people like younger than us, and they obviously look to Instagram and all these things to look at people who are influencers who wear 50 million different outfits all the time, and they want to get that look.
Yeah, I know. When we were young, that didn't exist,
Exactly.
so
I'm so happy.
it was very
I'm so happy.
different. Plus, the style was completely different, and it wasn't that how it is now. Like, oh, I need to look like this, and I need to wear that because everyone's wearing this. It was very just like everyone just kind of wore random things, and no one really cared.
Or is that because we could just afford random things?
No, I think it's because they didn't have social media. That's what it was.
Yeah, I think you're
There were
right.
things in the shop, and the only time you saw it is when you actually saw it with your own eyes in the shop. Because there wasn't like social media and Instagram. None of that existed. So nobody was like, oh, I need to look like this, I need to look like that. People just looked real, like real people, because there wasn't any of this Instagram where people have like 50 different looks.
Yeah, and no one even knew how to do makeup.
Makeup was like slapping on some random glitter eyeshadow and some pink lipstick.
Yeah, and slapping it on and hoping for the best.
Yeah, and having and just no, I preferred it actually.
Actually got a few items of clothing from when we were younger. Remember that skirt from Topshop, which which was like just below the knees, and it had like the sari bit in the middle. And a crochet hem.
That was really nice.
You know what? After I had the children,
you used to wear that, don't you?
No. Listen, after I had the children, like before Ishi, I actually could still fit into it, and I was like, oh yes, I've slimmed down, so I can like fit into it. I actually went clubbing wearing that at uni with a gold vest top, right? And then I wore it to my office about 3 years ago. Still, I was kept wearing it, and then after having Ishi,
did I get it, and then you just stole off me and wore it forever? I wore it like once.
Yeah, it was yours, basically. And I think it was actually tight. Like, I could hardly breathe in it still. But still got into it. And I was like, oh, yeah, check me out. I'm wearing the same skirt that I wore when I was, like, 20. But without the same skirt that I stole off Ripple. Anyway, and then after I lost the weight this time, my body changed a bit. And I'd lost the weight, but it didn't do what... I felt a bit uncomfortable, like I was strangling myself wearing it. So I gave it to Ian, and she wears it in Delhi now.
It's a nice skirt. I think it's one of those skirts that will always be in fashion because it's just a classic.
Because it's unique, isn't it?
See, stuff like that I like.
Yeah.
What's going on in fashion, you can just wear it.
And also, do you remember that dress, which it's like this red brocade kind of dress with spaghetti straps?
Yeah, that you wore like everywhere you went. I remember 50 different pictures.
And mum wore it as well to a Christmas party.
That was nice. I like that.
Yeah, I've still got it. And that was one of my motivations for losing weight. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to wear this dress again like I used to when I was at uni. And I can get into it. It's really nice.
You can still wear that now and it would still look really good.
Yeah, because it's something that's different.
Yeah.
And it was actually really well made, to be honest. Like all those things. So the skirt was from Topshop, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Wow. Oh, you know, like also, like someone in there said that they wear something that still wear things that their mum wore, which is really nice. Yeah. That's quite nice.
Yeah, I would. That's nice.
Because like now I've got a sari that used to be Bibi's. Did you see that one? I think.
Yeah.
Of it, and then I just kind of like modernized it. Pardon?
You wore it. Because you were going to wear it, we showed it.
I will wear it one day because there's this kind of, it's really nice backless blouse, this gold blouse that I can kind of like modernize it up a little bit. But I don't know, and it just means a bit more because obviously it was Bibi's one. So I think silk saris are they're just classic anyway. But you know, like with Indian weddings and things, I actually think that instead of going mental and being like, oh my god, I need to buy a new outfit every time because they're obviously so expensive, I think swapping with friends is a good idea. That's what I'm saying, it because I like that idea.
But I actually got, you know, that skirt I borrowed off Oman,
mm-hmm.
the lenga. So I borrowed the chunni and the lenga, and then I got a different top made.
Yeah,
that looked very contrast, but that actually looked it looked so nice. It did look really nice, didn't it? So that's quite a nice idea, I think.
Yeah, I think some people... Some people to kind of... They're just thinking of ways of how to reduce this, the problem of all this kind of like carbon emissions and, you know, all the water and power and whatever used and manpower to make all these clothes that are like being binned or whatever. And then people were just trying to think of remedies. And one way is like a swap shop thing to swap with your friends. Obviously, they have to be the same size, but I think that's a good way to do it.
And customizing clothes. Remember when I used to spend my whole life customizing clothes? I used to buy clothes from charity shops.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Customize them to just look completely different.
Ian still does that, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I think that's like a really good idea because you're like recycling clothes, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually did that recently. Like, I never did it when you did it because I don't know, I couldn't be bothered and I wasn't even into it. But then I actually did it recently with this t-shirt. Remember that t-shirt that I ordered and then you ordered it and said it was disgusting? The one where the logo is, what does it say on it?
If the love feel like 90s R&B, I don't want to know it or something like that.
Yeah, that one.
I actually got one, but I don't know whether like, if I just got the wrong size, or well, I don't know, but it's really disgusting on me. And I was just like, oh. But it was like literally £2 off eBay,
See, this is the thing. Oh my God, and what are you doing with it now? Using it as a duster or something?
no, I just tried to. I don't even know where it is. Chucked it in the corner. Do you know what I used to do, which I think is such a good idea now? I'm thinking about it. I used to get old pairs of jeans and make them into skirts. Do
Yeah, that
you
is a
remember?
really good idea. That is a really good idea.
Yeah, I used to and customize them, and then random people say, "Wow, where'd you get your skirt from? It's so nice." Then I say, "Oh yeah, I just made it," and then out of jeans, and I actually made a few skirts and sold them.
Yeah, Ian still does stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good. If I had the
Yeah, that
time,
is good.
me having two children and working full time, it's just not possible, really. But if I had the time, I would still do stuff like that.
You've been listening to the Sisterhood of Mummy Imperfect. Hope you enjoyed that. If you have any opinions on what we just talked about, please share them with me and leave a comment. And also, please look out for Mummy Imperfect, A Bit Extra, which is my new sketch show that will be coming soon. Meanwhile, take care of yourselves and join me next time on the Sisterhood of Mummy Imperfect for some more real talk.